Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Let's talk about what's happening at the moment in the UK and around the world while you're learning English through listening at the same time. And just a word about our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. You may have been listening to our podcast for some time, but you've never had a look at our 7 Rules course. There are some really good tips for learning languages, and unless you've done the 7 Rules of Adept English free course, you're not going to be using the podcast to best advantage. So all you need is an email address, and you can sign up on our website at adeptenglish.com today for the 7 Rules course to really help speed up your English language learning. So this week, the children in the UK went back to school. There are various measures, various precautions being taken in schools because of the virus. For instance, children have to wear face masks when in the corridors. A mask, M-A-S-K, is a covering for your face. And a corridor, C-R-R-I-D-O-R, is a narrow passageway, a long narrow room that you use to get from one room to another, to different parts of a building. So children don't have to wear masks in the classroom or outside, but they do have to wear masks in the corridors when going between lessons. There are no hot dinners either. Children have to take a packed lunch. A packed lunch is a meal that you can carry in your bag. I guess it's just too complicated to produce normal school dinners without the risk of infection. So we're in a situation where we're trying to return to normal life, but where normal isn't as it was before. I think it's really important that children go back to school. They've missed enough of their education, and they've certainly spent enough time on their computers at home. It's time to socialise again, and very important for their development. But we're all in the business of risk management. We're having to manage risk all the time. We do this anyway in life, but the virus has made us much more aware of it. We can't stay home under lockdown forever. We have to go out and try and carry on with life as normal as much as possible. We have therefore to accept that there are risks associated with that. Without too much fuss and without too much anxiety, we just have to learn to manage it. We actually take risks all the time. If you drive a car, you take a risk every time you go out. But for most people, these risks are acceptable. And the benefits of being able to drive your car far outweigh the risks that come with it, so we don't even think about it. For me, it's the same with the virus. There are risks in going out, but the benefits outweigh the risks if you're sensible. And there are certain things I do miss doing. I think they're still too risky, but I've managed to go abroad on holiday, see friends, go out, work more or less as normal. It feels like a sustainable situation. I know it's not for everyone. So we're all aware of what precautions, what measures to take to give us the best chance of staying safe. And there is a way of thinking that if enough of us get the virus will be less prevalent anyway. This is the so-called herd immunity idea. If enough people have the virus and recover, the virus will not be able to spread very easily. And that's what's happened with other viruses in the past. But governments don't like to be seen as having this as their strategy, their plan. Even in Sweden, where arguably they haven't locked down in the same way as other countries, they still stop short of saying that so-called herd immunity is a strategy. Johan Giesek is the epidemiologist behind Sweden's policy during the pandemic. And he said early on that total lockdown is not the answer. It's interesting to see that he's been promoted in the last few days to a senior role advising within the World Health Organization, the WHO. And that's despite criticism over Sweden's way of handling things so far. Perhaps there's a shift in thinking. We can't just stay in all the time. We can't just stay in lockdown. We have to resume normal life. That's for those of us who don't have medical conditions. So Johan Giesek is a person of influence, perhaps, or going to be, in the World Health Organization policies. For most of us, it feels a bit safer out there. It feels normal again. But there's also always what we call a cautionary tale. A cautionary tale is a story that warns you. It's like something your mother might tell you to put you off doing something. Oh, you know what happened to so-and-so when they went horse riding? Well, they fell off and broke their arm or something similar. Well, just such a cautionary tale about the virus emerged this week from the state of Maine in the US. Apparently, a pastor for a wedding ceremony flew with some other members of his church, members of his congregation, flew on a plane 225 miles to a church for a wedding, despite the fact that there were investigations into the disease outbreak at his own church. The service was held indoors with lots of people. And at one point, apparently, there was a choir, a group of people singing very close to one another at the front of the church. Well, so far, there are 123 confirmed cases of the virus, which are believed to be connected with the wedding. One 83-year-old woman has sadly died, Teresa Dentremont, but interesting that her 97-year-old husband, Frank, got the virus too, but he recovered. Just thinking about the pastor and his decision, some people seem to just behave irresponsibly, and people die as a result. In the UK, we're going with a policy of local lockdown. My sister, who lives in the northwest of the UK, hasn't been able to invite people inside her house for several weeks now. We would normally visit her in the summer. I haven't seen her since Christmas. But the local lockdown there is because the number of cases in the Greater Manchester area, parts of Lancashire and Yorkshire, is much higher than the national average. So the UK government is going on the basis of statistics. How many cases per 100,000 people? If it rises above a certain level, lockdown is reimposed locally. It's happened in the city of Leicester in the UK as well. So hopefully this is a good way forward. Not full lockdown, not full damage to the economy, but partial lockdown as and when needed. Then, of course, there's a government strategy on quarantines and movements between the UK and other countries. I'm not going to comment on that here. There are so many different opinions on what is going on there and the way it's working or not working. It's the subject of much controversy. But I suppose what I'm saying, it's important for most of us to get out there, to try to continue life as normally as we can. And let's be sensible. Let's not take unnecessary risks. Stay safe. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.